Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, 20 minutes from now, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including the Sports Equinox four-leg parlay, and Monday Night Football with the Chiefs and the Commanders. Maybe at the end of this segment, if we have time, we can give you some thoughts on the NBA. I have a bunch of them for tonight in the association. This comes down moments ago, courtesy of Nick Wagoner, who covers the NFL for ESPN. Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan on Brock Purdy's availability Sunday's game at the New York Football Giants. Quote, "It's too early to say. I don't think it's a long shot. We'll see how Brock's doing on Wednesday." It's always felt like this was going to kind of be the return date for Brock Purdy. We'll find out on Wednesday. Niners at the New York Football Giants this Sunday. All right. Let's talk this coming weekend, Femi, and bets in college football and the National Football League. Where would you like to start?
Yeah, I think the NFL is where we got to start with this one here. I kind of want to bet the Chicago Bears laying the 2.5 against Cincinnati. I know the Bears defense is horrendous. It's not good.
The quarterback,
but like Cincinnati. Yeah, I mean, we're getting to that territory. We are getting to that territory, which is really, really bad.
Have you noticed that Ben Johnson is starting to say things like, well, it's all about year two in the system. Like, they're already punting on this year.
Well, the Cincinnati defense might be the magic elixir because they made everyone look good. they made everyone look good. Like think about how we were talking about Justin Fields. Like his owner was literally trying to bench him last week, and then all of a sudden he has the performance that he had against Cincinnati. I think that the Bears are able to score points. Now, the defense might allow some points as well, but I think that Chicago has the better, I don't know if they have the better quarterback. I think they have the better offense, and they also have the better head coach, in my opinion, because I'm way out on Zach Taylor. So Bears laying 2.5, not my favorite bet, but a bet that I'm eyeing. I'm not placed this bet yet, but I do like them against this defense.
I don't hate the over 52.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of points in that game.
This is a crazy question. I'm not trolling when I say this. I'm being serious. Which quarterback do you trust more to play well? Flacco or Caleb Williams? It's Flacco, right?
Slight nod to Flacco, but I mean, like the Bengals defense.
You good, buddy?
I'm not.
Would you like for me to talk while you take care of your dog, or you tell me which would you'd like to do here?
Filibuster for like 3 minutes, or give your thoughts in 3 minutes, and I'll be right back.
Okay, all right, Femi, let me make a suggestion. Not that I've ever you don't have to hear us. Femi's going to put his headset back in. You don't have to hear this. Not that I would ever do this, and I haven't. Just to be clear. But I've been at houses before. Honestly, like, I don't even want to say this out loud. I'm going to type this in our show chat, and I want people to tell me if this is like, is this too much for me to say on a show? I'm going to type it right now. I'm typing. What do you guys think? Can I say that on the show or no? Okay, everyone says no. I'll just say that my method of getting the dog to relax is foolproof. Guaranteed to work. All right, well, Femi attends to his pooch. Let's talk about week 9 in the National Football League and some games that I am eyeing. Let's start. I gave my opinion on Falcons-Patriots already, which is extreme outcomes. And I think that's kind of borne out with Atlanta and with, you know, beating Buffalo the way they did, losing to Carolina the way they did, losing to Miami the way they did. I think this is either Falcons money line or Patriots by a million. And I'm leaning towards Falcons to just win the game. I think I'm going to bet Falcons money line. And I know that sounds crazy, but consider the profile of this team. Plus 200 is the price right now at BetMGM. I'm into it. Haven't placed the bet yet, but I think I will. Colts and Steelers in Pittsburgh. Indy's a 3-point road favorite, and it looks like we're going to 3.5, and I think that's correct. I love Aaron Rodgers. I bet the Steelers before the season. Not an anti-Pittsburgh thing. Just like call it like you see it. I want to know what turns you on. I want to know how in the world the Steelers are going to get stops on the Indianapolis Colts offense. How are they getting off the field? The Colts are tremendous. Now, any stat that you see, where it's like, you know, greatest offenses ever, you know, the 2007 Patriots, you know, maybe it's the, you know, so that Vikings team with Dante Culpepper, where he probably should have won MVP that year, the greatest show on turf Rams, etc. Like some of the record-breaking Saints offenses with Drew Brees and Sean Payton. Like you'll see these graphs, these stats, these tables, and the Colts are right there. We're only 8 games in, so there's still time for this to not go well for Indianapolis. But to this point in the season, there can be no questioning. The offense is legit. The offense is elite. And the Steelers' defense stinks out loud. I love Indianapolis laying the 3. That's a bet that I've already placed. Colts laying it in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. Obviously, I'm going to bet the Chiefs against the Bills, but let's see how tonight's game goes. I don't even know if that requires an explanation, but I'm going to love Kansas City. And one other that I'll talk about right now, and then we'll bring Femi back on the show, and I can just see him off camera, and he looks very exasperated. It's okay, like dogs bark, so it's all right. The dogs won't be barking this weekend in Houston. And I'll do this game in long, like both of these games in longer form tomorrow. So Denver's on the road at the Texans on Sunday. Remember, I bet Houston yesterday. And I said it like last Tuesday on the show. So the Texans get handled on Monday night by Seattle. The offensive line sucks. CJ Stroud looks terrible. What I said on the show was, I'm going to like Houston against San Francisco because the Niners actually, like, they can't hit Houston where it hurts. They can't do it. They have no pass rush. Bosa's already out. Gross Matos missed the game. Bryce Huff missed the game. Like, there's nothing. They don't have players. Like, they can't do it. 0 sacks yesterday of CJ Stroud. Stroud looked like he did at the end of his rookie year. 30 of 39. He looks amazing. And they get more juice from the rookie receivers, right? With Higgins and Noel. And maybe, you know, Nico Collins is back. Maybe Christian Kirk is back. Collins missed yesterday with a concussion. The big difference, obviously, and like, do I even need to say this, but I'll say it just to say it, between San Francisco and Denver is Denver will get after that ass. Like, Denver does have a pass rush, and the Texans can't block up front, and they got away with it. Think about the 3 games that the Texans have gotten away with it this year. Tennessee. Like, the Ravens' backups and the Niners' defense with no one playing on the defensive line and all the good players injured. Great. Now here's Denver's defense. Good luck. Love the Broncos coming up on Sunday. You bet on this Monday. Femi, how is Willow doing?
Yeah, she's yapping a little bit upstairs in our bedroom, but hey, You know what? She's got 30 more minutes.
Tell us. So tell us what happened.
So I let her outside because usually when she barks at me, it's to use the bathroom, which I appreciate. Like, I'm like, I'd rather you bark at me and I'll take you outside.
So let me ask you, it's an important question. It's an important question. Would you rather Willow bark at you while you're on the air talking and you let her out during a break to go to the bathroom, or Willow to piss or poop in the house but not make any noise and you get to continue the segment as is?
Oh, bark at me. I'm not trying to clean that stuff up in the house. No.
Carpeting or hard floors?
So it's hardwood, so it should be easy, especially with like, urine or whatever. It should be easy, but still, I'm just not trying to clean that up. And I don't want to like smell like let's say, because she's usually in the office where I do the show. Like, let's say she like just takes a dump on the rug. Now I have to smell that for like 8 straight minutes and act like everything's cool. It would be horrendous smell because I smell her stuff outside. It's not great. Yeah. And that's with outside air. Imagine it inside, or we just got the AC going. That's not going to be a fun time. So I do actually appreciate that she barks at me when she needs to use the bathroom.
You know, modern medicine is advancing to such a crazy degree. I was thinking about this, right? Mm. Like, is it, I pray that this is the case. I don't know if it's going to be like to save us, but the way medicine's advancing, like, I hope my daughter gets to live. I hope she lives forever.
Yeah. Like, live to like 250 years old.
It would be great. You know, if I live to be 250 years old, I think the phrase take a dump would still make me laugh at 250.
It's a good phrase.
Take a dump.
Gotta deposit the waste, you know? Take a dump.
That's what you do. It's heinous. Deposit the waste. Dude, that is vile.
That's what it is, man.
Just take a dump.
Gotta go deposit the waste.
I gotta go take this dump right quick. Dude, that's terrible.
But like, I don't know what her deal is right now. Because like she didn't need to use the bathroom. I took her
outside.
She's
a dog. Okay, why is Colette so upset? I go, because she's 1.5.
But you say that.
You have a puppy.
She is as well behaved a puppy as you'll meet.
Yeah, like every person that meets her is like what's weird is not when she misbehaves. What's weird is that she behaves. That's what's weird.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
She's a puppy.
Like everyone that she encounters, like, oh, how old? I'm like, oh, she's like about to turn 5 months in like a couple of weeks. What? Really? Wow. Like, she's so well behaved, so mild mannered. Like, she just is like, yep, when she wants something, like whether she's hungry or usually just will use the bathroom. Like, she's super well behaved, which is why this is kind of strange that she's used the bathroom multiple times during the show. So, like, I know she doesn't really need to use it. So, like,
so something's
what's
up. What do you think's up? Does her stomach hurt?
I don't think so.
What'd you feed her?
She eats
Did you feed her anything
sight.
Different?
No. She is her usual diet, you know? She eats her breakfast in the morning. She has a couple of treats all throughout the day after using the bathroom. Has her nice little CBD treat.
She's probably, like stoned off her gourd.
But it's like, but that's a part of her daily routine, which is why I'm like, what's happening? Because like,
God,
like
this dog's like Cheech and Chong, man. This dog's like Snoop Dogg. It's horrible.
I'm not giving her something that she doesn't get on the daily. You know, like
this dog's a pothead.
You know, she just likes an edible just to relax a little bit, and so she has.
So
that.
Do I. mean, so do I, but exactly. I'm 40. Poor puppy.
And you know, she has like a nice little like a treat that she licks. Like my wife makes like this like Greek yogurt peanut butter concoction that like it's good for dogs. She loves it. I just gave her that to start the power hour. Say, hey, like, yeah, distract
yes, my
you
guess,
with
yes,
this.
Yes, yes. My guess is that Willow needs to, in your words, deposit waste, is my guess. Licking the
too,
Greek yogurt peanut butter concoction. That would be my guess.
But she has it every day. I have not given her anything she does not have on the daily. And
all right, give us some bets for, because we're running out of time this segment. Some thought I gave a we bunch will. Of thoughts on NFL Week 9.
Yes, a dog will be barking literally and figuratively here in Las Vegas. I'm going to go with the Raiders when we get to 3.5. I think we're going to get there because all the threes are like minus 115, minus 118. With Brock Bowers back in the lineup,
and
I think this should give
the Jaguars.
Raiders.
Raiders home
Jaguars,
dog against
correct.
Jacksonville.
Thank you. Yes, yeah, they're taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Brock Bowers back in the fold. That should have given this Raiders offense a nice little boost. And I do like getting Pete Carroll coming off of the bye week, which, yeah, like you can say that maybe he's just not fit to be coaching anymore in 2025, but I still believe that Pete Carroll's a quality, good football coach.
Wow, you're still in?
Just need them to, well, we're not close to as in as we were 6 months ago. Nowhere near that. Because 6 months ago, I was saying this team's going to the playoffs, and I got the bet slips to prove it, unfortunately. But I think they can at least keep this game competitive, lose by 3, maybe even win the football game. I think it's a field goal game either way. So when we get to 3.5, which I'm assuming is going to happen at some point this week, I will be in on the Las Vegas Raiders. And I heard you towards the end there wrapping up your bets. I'm going to be with you on Kansas City. Let's just see what tonight's game holds. Make sure everyone gets through this injury clean. But at coin flip prices, I'm betting Patrick Mahomes to win a football game. Like, maybe we lose, maybe we, like, we'll see what happens, but, like, I'm just going to have to make that bet. So, Chiefs, anything under a field goal will be a bet for me as well.
What's the funniest euphemism for going number two?
So, you have drop a deuce. I mean, I just put out there deposit waste. That's, I don't know if that's funny. That might just be nasty, but that's what you're
Can
doing.
Can I hit you with one?
Please.
What about...
Oh boy.
What about take a crap?
Take a crap. I mean, take a bleep is another one which we cannot say. As Nick is losing it for take a crap.
Like, okay. It's Jake.
Your face is
I need
red.
Jake here. So Jake, I think that's Mike Brown's tan filter that I asked him to put on because I'm insecure.
That might be you,
Jake. Jake, how much money to pay you like the next date you're on, assuming like I don't know if you're in a relationship or not, whatever. Just be like, be right back. Have to take a crap.
$50.
Wow. $50. Man, yeah, oh, that's. Man. I don't know how you recover from. I have to go take a crap.
So how immature I am, just like. Take a crap made me laugh like really hard. I don't know what to say.
How'd you roll it? Take a crap.
Like
that's what Willow made after the show.
Crap is a terrible word when used in that regard. All right, on the other side, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including side total and props for Monday Night Football and the Sports Equinox Parlay.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.